Hello and welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 FM Chicago.
Today, Whip, Violetta, and me, Nikki, will be choosing some of our favorite bits from the show.
So get ready, relax, and enjoy.
Isn't it nice to start having family and friends over at your house again?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. We just moved into our new place and haven't had anyone over yet, so we are totally looking forward to it.
Even though my place is kind of small, I love having people over, but as we learned, not all guests are welcomed.
Most of you need to get new friends and family. Based on the text we're receiving.
So many texts and really all very appalling.
Terrible. You've been laughing to yourself over there for the last 10 minutes reading these.
It's really hilarious.
Now, this, of course, is in reference to what happened earlier this hour in Mixed Morning Mindbender, where there was a survey about the most appalling house guest habits. Number one being when someone wipes their greasy hands all over your sofa. And then we work our way through putting feet up on furniture, pooping in your bathroom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How dare they ask for the Wi-Fi password? Rude. I didn't even know it was rude. But then we said, okay, text in 60123. That one time you had that one house guest that you can't believe did that one thing, text it in 60123. Most appalling house guest. We're going to call you back. We're going to pick one of these, call you back, get some context on the story. Hopefully we can get a hold of you, find out more, give you a prize. Violetta handed them to me. About 80% of them I can't read.
Oh. I thought those were okay.
You can't say that on the radio.
Oh.
A lot of these, yeah.
Well, right. Thank God you decided that, because
I don't know what you would have done. So, Nikki, feel free to weigh in when we're done on the one you like, Whip, as well. I feel as though Violetta should pick the winner for two reasons. One, she went through all these, and two, she is the appalling house guest. We did hear the story that she likes to show up with brand new bottles of vodka so she can lay claim to bringing you fresh vodka. Then she steals it on the way out.
Yeah,
Leaves it right by the door.
Right.
It's embarrassing. I did do that.
Here are your house guests with the worst one text. Ready?
Yeah.
My most appalling house guest is my friend who was drunk and did number two in my bathtub.
Oh, bathtub.
Bathtub.
Oh.
Yeah. I had my father-in-law decide to clip his toenails in my living room.
Oh.
I had friends sleep over. One of them peed on my couch.
Oh.
They'd have been drinking. I had a drunk guest jump up on her bed and break the box spring. I've had guests that multiple times would pick their nose and flick the boogers around the house. My husband's friend tracked dog poop all through the house. When I asked him to help clean it up, he said he didn't really know how to clean that and left.
I don't know how.
We had a party at our house, and my sister's mother-in-law took a piece of pizza right out of my hand as I was eating it and started eating it herself.
Oh.
My neighbors were over in the backyard and stepped in dog poop. He took his shoes off and washed them off in my kitchen sink.
Ew. Oh.
My mother-in-law threw up in the kitchen sink at our house party. During a graduation party, my cousin and her fiance went at it in the bathroom together for 20 minutes.
Oh, 20 minutes.
That's what Violetta's most offended by. The amount of time it took them.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Someone might have to use
together.
That bathroom.
I had a friend poop their pants and left the pants in the bathroom and stole a pair of my pants.
Oh, my God.
What's a person to do?
And my date asked for a cup that he could spit his tobacco in.
Ooh.
Nikki?
I mean, these are all pretty terrible, and a lot involve poop, but I think I have to go with pooped your pants and stole your pants.
Yeah, pooped your pants and stole your pants. That's a better one. Whip.
Peed on your couch. You got to get rid of that.
Peed on your couch. Yeah, it's a bunch of drunk people sleeping over. I think I've heard of that happening. I'm going to go with Nikki. I'm going to go poop pants and then stole my pants. Just because the added poop pants, took them off, left them, and stole your pants.
You doubled down.
Yeah, you really did kind of double down on being appalling. You really did. Violetta?
Am I supposed to pick out of those two options?
No, you can pick whatever you want. I'm hoping you pick out of it, but you can do whatever you want. You're the rude house guest.
I am the rude house guest. I'll go with the poop pants.
Well, do you want to? You can do what you want.
They're all so bad.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But I'm going to go with the poop pants stole pants.
Poop pants stole pants. Okay, hold on. Let me find that one.
And left the poop pants in the bathroom.
Poop pants stole pants, left poop pants.
Stole pants.
So, hi, Amanda.
Hi.
So we were talking earlier about appalling house guests, and you sent us a text. Am I correct?
Yes.
And you had a house guest who pooped their pants in your bathroom and then stole your pants. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
How in the hell did all this come about?
So we were having a party for my son, his birthday party. So it was a lot of friends, a lot of cousins and everything. And I have three bathrooms, but they apparently went upstairs. I didn't even know until later on. I had pairs of pants. You know, they went through my drawers and grabbed pants. So it wasn't even like there were pants like hanging in the bathroom.
Right.
It was, yeah, they actually went through my drawers.
To get your drawers.
Yeah.
And then they left their pants behind?
Yeah, and nasty, gross. Like, I just noticed a smell, like, you know, after the party was gone and everything. I mean, there were so many people, so I,
sure.
you know, and...
So with it being so many people, do you know who it was?
I have an idea, but I was afraid to, like, confront them, so I just didn't even... They never... They never admitted it. It was kind of down to two people. I'm not sure.
This is a kid's party. It's not even like a college brawl.
So
it's like a kid's party.
You somehow might have seen somebody walk out in your pants.
Yeah, and I just, you know, it was hard. You know, you're the parent, so you're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting everything. And
oh, yeah.
I didn't have time to confront anybody. And,
right.
and to this day, you know. It was either my sister-in-law or, like, a really good friend. And
oh,
at
yeah,
this
really
point, I'm just...
Those are the best friends.
You got to go through their drawers and figure this out.
Oh, man. You got to go back and find your pants.
To.
Yeah. I'm going with the sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. Wow.
So I just, you know, it's a little awkward if it is my sister-in-law.
Oh,
so
man.
Does your husband think it's his sister?
Yeah, my husband's sister might have been. I don't know.
He just asked.
What a story.
It's family, though. So, you know,
You're stuck with him.
Again?
Either way, you're stuck with him.
She didn't even, like, neatly close any of my drawers. My drawers were all open. It looked like she was, like, frantic.
Yeah.
You
like
know,
you were being robbed. Like, the place was being robbed.
The room is ransacked.
Yeah. Wow,
yeah,
that's unbelievable.
I came up to my room and I was like, "What is going on with all of this?" And then I went in the bathroom. And I'm like, "What is that smell?" And then,
oh my God,
Amanda, thank you for the most horrific story I've ever heard.
It's minding your own business, doing your own thing, and then, bam, there they are, a random naked person.
I guess you never know where or when it will happen.
You could be driving into work on Lower Wacker Drive.
Hot topic. A lot of naked people.
Really?
Lots and lots and lots of unexpected naked people. I didn't anticipate this kind of outpouring of stories. We can't even keep up. There are that many coming in. Well, crazy.
It's one of those things you don't forget.
Well, you know, I'd like to. I was driving in today, and right there at the corner of Lower Michigan and Lower Wacker, there's a naked guy.
Naked.
Completely naked. He's got a bucket. He's got a sponge. He's just cleaning up.
Head to toe.
So, you know, it kind of added, like, there was a whole new element to it. Not only was he naked, but he was all sudsy and soaped up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you were interrupting him, really.
That's right.
You were bothering him more than he was bothering you, probably.
I don't consider myself interrupting him when I'm just sitting at a stoplight. He's on the corner.
You don't have to look. You can avert your gaze.
Stop staring, sir.
I'm not interrupting anybody. Hi there, Frank. The unexpected time you ran into somebody naked.
This weekend.
Really?
My wife and I went up to wine country, northwest Oregon.
Okay.
And just this past weekend, we were walking downtown, and no one ever told me not to go to Portland.
Right.
And, of course, there we are going to Portland.
Uh-huh.
Ended up going to find some dinner on Saturday night, and to our delightful days, just walk into a four-star restaurant for some fresh seafood, and right next door to the restaurant, there is this woman just hanging out with everything showing.
Naked.
Minding her own business. Completely
naked.
Yeah,
completely liberated in Portland.
Wow.
Completely liberated. Just naked people on the street.
Are you allowed to do that in Portland?
I guess.
I don't think they actually have police that work.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm pretty sure.
Based on all the stories I've seen out of Portland,
I think they just said, you know what? Police, you can just go elsewhere. We don't need you.
Yeah,
exactly.
I leave. So,
hi.
Hi, naked?
Yeah, so 2 or 3 years ago, middle of daylight in the summer, taking my kids to the pool, naked guy walking down the middle of the road, hands on his head like he's just enjoying himself.
Middle of the day.
All the sunshine.
Middle of the day.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What town were you in?
In Antioch.
Antioch, just minding his own business,
wouldn't
strolled on the middle
that.
Of the street in Antioch.
I
wonder if he was wearing shoes, because the pavement seems hot.
I would. That's smart.
Solid question.
That would be smart. John.
Hey, what's going on?
Naked.
Yeah, there was a guy walking down LaGrange Road one summer, nothing but his golf clubs.
Hey.
Oh what?
Yeah,
what
you,
I live
yeah,
too close to LaGrange Road. I don't want to know that, John.
he was headed down LaGrange Road. He was going golfing.
Naked?
Without his pants.
So many hole-in-one jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You told the joke. You're supposed to say so many jokes.
Hey. I didn't say anything. He's going golfing.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, I was on Catalina Island on my honeymoon. My husband and I were taking an early morning walk, and a man came out of his boat to get his paper and not a stitch on.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah,
not when you're in it.
Yeah.
Like the guy down on Lower Wacker probably today was like, this is totally understandable.
Right. He
it's Lower Wacker. What do you want?
It's Europe. It's like Europe down there.
That's Catalina. He's just coming up from sleeping on his boat, not wearing any pants.
Europe called, said, don't bring us into this thing with Lower Wacker, okay?
Yeah, Portland called too.
Hello, Libby.
Hi. It was at a wedding reception, and we were in an outside pavilion with the tent and the clear windows, and it was at a hotel, and a man walked out onto the patio of his room at the hotel, naked, laid out his swimming suit, went back into the room, full view,
uh-oh,
shut the blinds. The staff in the hotel ran to that end of the pavilion to try and block the windows.
Oh, man.
And our photographer got a shot of it.
Oh, well, yeah, you should add that to your wedding album.
Well done.
Naked guy at the wedding.
Sunday is Father's Day, but dads sometimes have a lot of rules.
My dad's rule was to marry someone who owned a liquor store, and I failed. So, but yeah, dads have many rules, especially when it comes to dating their daughters.
I am not looking forward to when my daughter starts dating.
Anybody listening who had a dad with a dating rule? What kind of rule did he have? Hi there, Courtney.
Hello?
Dad had a dating rule?
Don't give the milk away for free. No one's going to buy the cow.
Don't give the milk. I think I've heard that before.
Yeah,
it always makes me just a little bit uncomfortable.
Yep, as it should.
Yeah. Don't give the milk away for free. No one will want to buy the cow. All right. Dad had a dating rule. Are you the dad, Rich?
Yes, I am.
What was the rule?
Rule was, I do concrete for a living. Enough said.
Oh, there we go.
What's your shoe size?
Yeah. That can make you disappear under a big pile of concrete. Yeah,
Jimmy Hoffa.
That seemed to work, didn't it, Rich? I bet you that scared a few guys.
Not a problem. Never had an issue.
Yeah.
You're a great guy. We think you're great.
I do concrete for a living. I don't think you need to know any more than that. Your dad had a dating rule, Courtney.
Yes. One butthole in your pants is enough. But he used a different word.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Wow, that is aggressive.
Once you get there.
That's aggressive.
But
Violetta's trying to figure it out.
Are they wearing the pants together?
No. One.
No.
One butthole in your pants is enough. You don't need a second.
You don't need him to.
Yeah, we got you. Yeah. Thank you, Courtney.
Right,
No invitations needed. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I was like, what? You can't even put two people in one pair of pants.
How do you get two buttholes? That seems like something you should go to the doctor for.
Is this like a ripping him a new one thing? Or?
I don't really understand. There's one front, one in the back, or how does that work? Just let it be.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast.
Please remember to rate, review, follow, and subscribe.
So you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.